From Maroon 5, it's Nobody's Love, 98.3 The Coast, The Best Mix, and Zach East here. It's music news now on The Best Mix in the Morning Show for Tuesday, brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community, Live Without Limits. Adele has lost her father, for whom she'd been estranged for years. The British tabloid The Sun has reported that Mark Evans died today at the age of 57. He had been suffering from cancer. Evans, who admittedly had major problems with alcoholism, left Adele's mother when she was 3 and went back to his native Wales. Their relationship never recovered from it. Evans had reportedly made a number of attempts to patch things up since Adele's career took off, but things seemed to get worse after he did interviews claiming they'd gotten together for a drink and later they'd patched up what he called their misunderstanding. Adele had seemed less hostile towards him earlier in her career, but at the Grammys in 2017, she spoke of loving her manager like he was her dad and added, "I don't love my dad, that's the thing. That doesn't mean a lot. I love you like I love my dad." Kelly Clarkson may not have Steven Tyler's moves down pat, but she captured his spirit in her latest Kelly-oke outing, a cover of Aerosmith's Dude Looks Like a Lady. This isn't Kel's first Aerosmith rodeo. She previously performed renditions of Don't Want to Miss a Thing, Dream On, and Cryin'. You can catch the videos on the Kelly Clarkson Show's YouTube channel right now. And the folks behind the annual AP test just checked millions of high school students on their knowledge of Taylor Swift, and it had nothing to do with her music. Tay actually made it into this year's U.S. government exam in an essay question that addressed her getting involved in races in her native Tennessee. Then in the 2020 presidential election. TMZ says the question had something to do with analyzing how voter registration laws affect civic participation. The College Board didn't release the text of the question, but someone was able to take a snapshot of it and tweeted it out. That's music news for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show at 98.3 The Coast.